This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Having just returned from Germany, I became first-hand witness of the perception the Europeans are having right now towards the United States of America. And it is not a nice picture which is being painted. Now, as I record this program at the early days of October, we are encountering a temporary and partial shutdown of the U.S. government. And of course, we are looking forward to, in quotes, the discussion regarding the raising of the debt ceiling. And when you are listening to this program or re-listening to it, then maybe some of those things have temporarily changed. But I'm here to tell you that the substance of the problems will still remain. Because what we are facing are not the problems. They are just symptoms of the problems, of a system which is destined to failure. And the Bible clearly tells you, my friends, that the United States of America and Great Britain and other countries will fall, prior to the return of Jesus Christ, which is imminent. Now, I'd like to just read to you a few excerpts from what the German press, for instance, has to say about what we are presently facing in the United States of America. Conservative Bild Online wrote, "Can America still be saved?" Conservative Focus Online wrote, "This is ample testimony of the downfall of Americans' democracy." Conservative Die Welt wrote, "If there is not a change soon, America will go into recession and the whole world economy might be affected." Also, shares fell, just to insert this, and the US dollar dropped considerably towards the euro. Left liberal Die Zeit wrote that a handful of radicals is responsible for the standstill, as they are not willing to compromise but try to force their ideology on the rest and are holding the country hostage. Of course, talking about the Tea Party members, an assessment which is not correct, but unfortunately in Germany, this is the perception which is being given to the German people. Now here's an interesting article by the Telegraph, dated October 1, 2013, saying, "The shutdown represents yet a further blow to the prestige of the Obama administration at a time when it is still reeling from its inept handling of the recent Syrian crisis. There was a time not so long ago when the world looked to America for both political and economic leadership. But now that can no longer be taken for granted, thanks to Mr. Obama's inability to provide decisive leadership on either front." Now here's an article by Der Spiegel Online, dated October 2, saying, "Washington is a target of both ridicule and concern overseas." The illustration on the cover of German business daily Handelsblatt on Wednesday morning fairly well encapsulates, a fanciful word just meaning summarize, the way the US federal government shutdown is being perceived across the Atlantic. "The Statue of Liberty stands bound in chains, her torch hand hanging listlessly by her side. Across it reads the headline, 'The Blocked World Power.'" The Spiegel Online magazine goes on to say, "The whole world pays for America's shutdown," reads the headline in the right-leaning daily Die Welt. And then they are quoting the Süddeutsche Zeitung, the national paper of Munich, saying that what has already been apparent in America for a few years now is the, notice carefully, self-destruction of one of the world's oldest democracies. America is already politically bankrupt. See, no matter how this partial temporary shutdown turns out, America is politically bankrupt, this paper says. And that's what the Bible says. And that's what most Americans haven't understood yet. And I don't care whether we're talking about Democrats or Republicans or independents or liberals or Tea Party members or whatever. Because what they don't understand, what you, however, must understand, is that this is not God's world. The American political systems are not part of God's world. This is Satan's world. And he has brought about an inspired man to come up with systems. They're all not in accordance with the way of life God wants us to live. And that is why true Christians should have absolutely nothing to do with the political systems of this world. Right now, why are the Republicans blocking Obamacare? In other words, they are trying to tell you that they have to argue with the Obama administration because of Obamacare. But that isn't quite what the facts show you. Going back to the article by The Telegraph, they have this to say. Republicans rightly argue that by passing ahead with or pressing ahead with Obamacare before the implications of the program have been properly assessed, risks adding to America's debt mountain at a time when the American economy is still recovering from the biggest economic crisis in recent history. Not so, because more and more Republicans are telling you now on television that they are not trying to block Obamacare anymore. They are just trying to make it more representative for everyone so that certain ones are not being excluded. Now, this situation I'd like to compare with a house which is built on sand. And when the wind comes, it will fall down. But they are trying to work on the exterior to make it more presentable. Well, I don't care how nice a house looks. It's going to fall down when the storm hits it. And it will hit in the very near future. Well, we were all told, were we not, that once this Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, comes into place, you can keep your health insurance, or if you want to, you can get a better one and a cheaper one. Not so. The problem, of course, is that when Congress adopted Obamacare, nobody had read the law, and later we are told, now we can read the law to see what's in it. And then the Supreme Court, with a last-minute change of heart by the Supreme Court Justice, or the presiding justice, adopted the Obamacare law by saying it is constitutional. Yesterday, I got this memo from my health care insurance saying, we regret to inform you that effective January 1, 2014, we can no longer offer the insurance plan in which you are enrolled due to mandates required by recent changes in health care law. And then they tell me, of course, that I have to have a different kind of health care policy because otherwise I'm going to be punished with a penalty. Now, in talking to several experts, they tell us that this is going on all over the country, more and more insurance companies bouncing their clients because they cannot afford the Affordable Health Care Act. But here comes the savior in the person of the government and the website, which gives us the way out. Well, first of all, the whole website broke down. And now, as I record this program, it's temporarily closed because of the incompetency which was associated with it. Now, you would have thought that when the health care law was enacted, or they all knew that it should be coming to force in effect by January of 2014, they would have had the proxy to, and the ability, I should say, to create a health care website which would function. Well, no, that didn't happen. I have an article here by Newsmax, dated October 4, saying that Obamacare website is to be shut down for repairs this weekend. And other reports tell us that even those who had been trying to get on, 1 out of 100 only were apparently able to finish the progress and the process. But not only that, those who were able to acquaint themselves a little bit with the law, they had this to say. Big surprise. Because it says on Thursday, the government's official Obamacare Facebook page was riddled with people expressing sticker shock over the government's high cost premiums, after struggling for hours to wade through the technical failures vexing Obamacare exchanges all across the country. There is no way I can afford it, said one commentator. Another person said the information is not very complete, as I don't see anything about deductibles or other detailed info, but it does give an actual price as to the premium. It is very scary. Here is a comment by a single mother of two. She said that she is in school and working full-time while living 75% below the poverty level. She said she was shocked to learn she did not qualify for a health care subsidy. Where the blank? Am I supposed to get $3,000 more a year to pay for this bronze health insurance plan? And I do not even want insurance to begin with. It's frightening. Here's another comment. A New York Times survey stated that Obamacare will leave out 2/3 of the poor blacks and single mothers and more than half of the low-wage workers who do not have insurance, the very kinds of people that the program was intended to help. Scary news, my friends. Everything which you have been promised by those who propose Obamacare has been found to be a lie. A lie! Recently, Build Online published a survey, and they asked the question, how much can you trust a politician? How much can you rely on what they say? You know what the answer was? You can basically rely on nothing. Everybody seems to know that politicians will lie to you. And here we are, whether it's the American people or the German people, the European people, whether it's Russia or whatever country you might want to name, thinking that we can get involved in a political system by putting certain people into place and then things will get better. God tells you they will not get better. Obamacare is just one example of the tremendous incompetency as to what we are facing in this country. But I don't put the blame on just one party or one person, because it's all part of a system which is inspired by Satan, the devil. Over the years, many theologians who have understood that Jesus Christ is going to return to bring about the kingdom of God here on earth have said, and have especially said to the American people, we have to get to the point, we are so fed up by our way of living, by our governmental systems, by those who are supposed to lead us, so fed up that we are saying, Jesus Christ, please come. God the Father, please bring back Jesus Christ to restore the kingdom of God on this earth to make an end to this madness. I believe that especially the American people will come to that point, but they will have to suffer dearly ahead of time. The Bible tells you that a great tribulation is coming, and during this time, America will lose its last war and will go into slavery, in captivity. And then the people who are going to be in captivity will slowly wake up to the fact that this world has nothing to offer to us, and that we need the return of Jesus Christ to restore the kingdom of God, the righteous rule of God here on this earth. Are you praying daily, Our Father, your kingdom come, so that you can be protected from the plagues which are going to be poured out on this world in the not too distant future? Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.